You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians East Borough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The search continues for those still missing after a passenger plane and a military helicopter collided Wednesday night near Reagan Washington National Airport. It's believed all 67 people on board the two aircraft were killed. D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly says 41 bodies have been recovered. Efforts to find the rest are complicated by the wreckage of the passenger plane.
I believe for us to recover the rest of the remains that we are going to need to get the fuselage out of the water.
Two of three runways remain closed 2 days after the crash. About 100 flights were canceled today. Authorities have also restricted helicopter flights near the airport. Social media accounts have incorrectly identified a transgender pilot as having flown the Black Hawk helicopter. It's the latest scapegoating of a transgender person in a high-profile tragedy. NPR's Odette Youssef reports.
Similar transphobic scapegoating happened after the school shootings in Uvalde, Texas, Apalachee, Georgia, Madison, Wisconsin, and Perry, Iowa, to name just a few. Sarah Moore is with GLAAD, an LGBTQ advocacy group. She says the pattern ties to a steep increase they've documented over the last 3 years of anti-trans hate crimes.
Trans people are 4 times more likely to be the victim of crimes, not the perpetrators.
In his first 2 weeks in office, President Trump has targeted trans people's access to medical care, bathrooms, and legal recognition on documents like passports. Trans people make up less than 1% of the U.S. population. Odette Youssef, NPR News.
A Louisiana mother and a New York doctor have been indicted for allegedly providing abortion medication to a minor in Louisiana. As Rosemary Westwood with member station WWNO reports, it's the first case of its kind in the state where abortions have been illegal since the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
A West Baton Rouge grand jury handed down the indictments. Assistant District Attorney Tony Clayton said he will prosecute the case.
Charges aiding and abetting in the commission of an abortion in the state of Louisiana, which is a crime.
Clayton told the news show Talk Louisiana that he plans to seek a warrant for Dr. Margaret Carpenter, despite New York laws that protect physicians who mail abortion medication to states where abortions are illegal.
You can't hide behind the borders of New York and ship pills down here to commit abortions in Louisiana.
Clayton said he will not seek charges against the minor who was given abortion medication by her mother. For NPR News, I'm Rosemary Westwood in New Orleans.
The White House says the U.S. will impose 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico effective tomorrow. A 10% tariff will be placed on goods from China. Economists largely predict this will mean higher prices for U.S. consumers. The announcement may have affected Wall Street. Right before the close, all the major indexes were lower. This is NPR News. Sources at the FBI say at least 5 senior FBI officials have been notified that they should retire or resign by Monday, or they'll be fired. They were not given any reason for the ultimatum. Cereal is one of the top sources of added sugar in children's diets. A new study shows that advertising drives sales of high-sugar cereals when it's aimed directly at children, but not when it targets adults. NPR's Maria Godoy has more.
Kids' cereals are the most heavily advertised food product to children. In the study, researchers at the University of Connecticut's Rudd Center for Food Policy and Health looked at advertising to households and subsequent cereal purchases over 9 years. They found a strong relationship between how much TV advertising was targeted at kids under 12 and how much sugary cereals households bought. Just 9 high-sugar cereals dominated sales. Study author Jennifer Harris says, by contrast, there was no link to increased purchases when ads targeted adults.
Parents probably wouldn't buy them if their kids weren't asking them for them.
The research appears in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
Scientists at NASA are tracking an asteroid that has a 1% chance of affecting the Earth on December 22nd of 2032. It's estimated to be between 130 to 300 feet wide. It's listed on NASA's Sentry Risk List that includes any near-Earth asteroids that have a non-zero probability of impact. There have been several objects in the past that have risen on the risk list, but dropped off later as more data comes in. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Amazon Business, committed to being a digital purchasing solution for businesses so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Saturday, west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight, south winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. And Saturday, south winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, today, south winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today, south winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, south winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly sunny, highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the 30s, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain and snow in the morning, then a chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the 30s to 40s, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 3:57 a.m. at 7 feet 1 inch, a low at 9:22 a.m. at 2 feet 4 inches, a high at 3:13 p.m. at 8 feet 2 inches, and a low at 9:56 tonight, a minus tide of 8 inches. Your sun rose at 9:34 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:17, giving us 8 hours and 42 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Yeah, we'll play some Stevie Nicks to start us off. We have Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty with Stop Dragging My Heart Around. And then Stevie by herself with Wild Heart and Sable on Blonde.
Come knocking on my door. won't chip off an already broken heart. I think the heart broke long ago. That's when I needed you. That's when I needed you most. That's when I needed you. When I needed you most. Well, I run around like a spirit in flight. Fearlessness is fearlessness. I will not forget this night. Damn.
Yeah.
We have some Michael Jackson next with us with Speed Demon, and then the Psychedelic Furs with Dumb Waiters, and then little Split Ends with Bon Voyage.
Yeah. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Don't fool.
Up next, you have a little Lionel Richie with All Night Long. And then REO Speedwagon with Don't Let Him Go.
Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Come join the fun, it's a merry APIA is pleased to announce that our Employment Training and Related Services Division will be traveling to the region in February to share resources and information about workforce development, training, educational scholarship opportunities, the Tribal Vocational Rehabilitation Program, and our child care services. Please stop by and visit our staff in St. Paul February 23rd through March 2nd or contact Kiara Johnson at kiaraj@apiai.org or 907-222-9762 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
You are listening to KSDP Radio, 830 AM, Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on a translator, K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
And one more bounce to the ounce is coming at us by Zap. And then Oingo Boingo with Just Another Day. And then we'll hear the Smiths with There Is a Light That Never Goes Out.
Yeah. is on the line. When I'm away from home, when I step out the door, the jungle is alive. I do not trust my ears, I don't believe my eyes. I will not fall in love.
Driving in your car, I never know. 'cause I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take out tonight, take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. And in the darkened underpass I thought, oh God, my chance has come at last. But then a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out. Take